With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is brought to you by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, so we're all here today for who are we? Do we know who we are?
How would I know which one was me?
More than ever.
As always, I am your host, Josh LaForge, but today I am not the one who's going to be running the next campaign. We have our venerable Liam Malone.
Hey, everybody.
Who will be GMing the next campaign that will be featuring me as a player, as well as Max Wessel.
Hey.
Doug Banks.
Hello.
Which is a rare treat, you all know. And the lovely Kat Blackard.
Thanks.
An even rarer and more forbidden treat. Yeah.
The nerdy den mother of all of our podcasting activities.
So, Doug, how is the Far East?
Yeah, are you still on the watch list?
Look, he's trying to make up a line.
He's never listened to a single episode of Doug Watch.
Too many random questions that I can't connect if they're from the same reference or not.
You were spotted in Tangiers, and we're trying to get just any kind of hint at what polygamous sex cult you're making
that,
next time. Yeah.
That
you know,
could
know
have
your
been,
last one shut down.
That could have been the Dougleganger.
Dougleganger?
Yeah. You really need to listen to the podcast about you.
There's an entire podcast. It's for patrons only. That's why I don't hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Doug would never support us like in a way that other people could check.
Yeah.
He's covering all of his tax records.
Never belonged to a club that would have me as a member.
Yeah, so what we're doing today is a session zero for Liam's campaign, and I don't know anything about it.
I don't think Liam knows anything about it.
Well, that's
we're
kind
about
of what,
to find this
yeah,
out. Yeah,
that's what we're going to have the conversation about today. I just have some pretty basic notes. I want to go over what momentum means to everybody, especially to Cap, who is less familiar with the concept.
Let's go with not even remotely familiar with the concept.
Then I'm glad we're bringing it up.
So I think mechanics after. I want to know what you got cooking.
My whole idea for the campaign is you're a not seasoned, but not newbie group of adventurers going into a new town that's a border town in between a Guff-controlled area and the Akinoshian Empire. Political tensions are high, and they need your help to secure the trade route that sustains this town.
Are we Guff or Akinoshian?
You're a traveling adventurer party.
Okay.
Hired guns, I see.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there's anthropomorphic animal species. I think full disclosure here, I fully, obviously, endorse the release of this program on the Nerdy Show Network. I trust the quality that's being created. However,
we just threw a lot of nouns at you.
I have never had the opportunity to fully... I've listened to an episode. I don't have anything committed to memory. It was not game mechanics. It was Echoes of the Star Crypt. I've got nothing. Like, I'm really in blind, and I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
It's time to see what your money bought.
Okay.
That's almost better, because then we get to have a kind of a full recap.
Yeah. Guff are pig people, or suid peoples.
Boar. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Generally pretty savage, but we're in an era where they're experiencing their renaissance. Max right now is playing a character who is a Guff scholar.
Yes, he's Trey enlightened.
Yeah. Think orcs if they were becoming Romans.
I like it.
Klingons on the way to space flight.
Yes.
Cool.
So, and the Akinoshian Empire is primarily a human-controlled empire, but like the Roman Empire and a melting pot. Everybody lives there.
Right on.
But it is a savage wildlands, and they're hoping to tame it through diplomacy and sometimes war.
Warplomacy. Now, what's the conflict that we're on the border of?
There's a group of city-states that are maintaining their own autonomy. The Akinoshians are kind of interested in taking them over, but right now they're too big to kind of worry about. And they're just maintaining this autonomous border town as a trading post where commerce can kind of go on unfettered, be a little loose, and they can just make enough money on the side to station essentially a guard there. So there's two representatives. They both have a problem on the trade route, but neither one can investigate it without poking the suspicion of the other. So you're a third party that is going to be called in to solve this problem.
So that they're not shown to be openly opposing what the other is doing.
Yes.
If we do something wrong.
So we are Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn at the beginning of The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can
That's
work
a good
with that.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Negotiations.
Before we know how bad this is. Right. Anything about the tone of the kind of campaign you want to run?
I'm thinking more Indiana Jones, kind of a little more swashbuckling than Echoes of the Star Crypt. This is part of the conversation I really want to have. This party, this isn't their first rodeo. You've done an adventure together. You have some inside play. You understand who you are as people, because this campaign is just going to be very short, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that. I'd rather just get through the story. So it's more like, this is Wednesday for you guys, and you're like, we show up to a place. Someone asked us to do a thing. We're kind of famous, but not really, and
I like that you said Indiana Jones, because I was thinking of making an archaeologist character.
One who gets yelled at by his university, and yes. Yeah.
That's actually an archaeologist this time?
Oh, that might be a change.
Not just a very convincing yes. liar.
I know enough to get that joke.
Yes.
So you're saying, like, Indiana Jones style, if we made a party that kind of fit that, like, if you look at Indiana Jones's party, yeah. where he's Indiana Jones, but then you've got the lady who is, she's got connections, you got the guy who's got connections, I don't even know their names anymore.
Marion Ravenwood, Sala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Thank you, Dad.
Marcus Brody.
Indiana Jones Sr.
Yeah, old man, Indy.
007.
You got everybody there. You got Monster Mash, Zuma Croom.
Hardcastle McCormick.
Yeah.
Mainly the idea is I want a group of adventurers who are in it for the adventure more than anything else. Where it's like, this belongs in a museum could be a line that someone says. Or, this is an artifact of great power. I don't want to deal with someone who's like, I'm trying to be a king or I'm avenging this. Who's like, you...
Right. We're freewheeling. Yeah. People are like, hey, we make a pretty kick-ass team. If we just keep kicking ass, we could make some bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pick up some crazy jobs and do like a make an adventurer's contract. And
are we looting the Guff States for an Akhenoten museum? Because I'd be down with that too.
That's more up to you than me.
Sounds right. A little bit more criminal than just straight up adventure,
but it just sounds like England.
Yeah. It's criminal 100 years later.
Mm-hmm. It, no,
at
it's,
the time, it's just.
It's legal while you're an empire.
Yeah.
All right. So before even we get into mechanics, Cap, this is your first rodeo with this game.
Yeehaw.
Entirely. Yeah. We've got, I'm going to pull out the race cards.
We're going to play the race cards.
We're all playing the race cards.
I want to be a potato sack race.
I want to be a three-legged race.
That's a good race.
That's a good race. A three-legged race when one person has to be drunk, but only one person gets to be drunk.
I call it.
Turns into a dizzy bat relay real quick.
Oh, my God. Those are my least favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yo, is that a manta ray?
Yeah. Yes.
That's just the symbol for fish people.
We got bats. We got mustelids, crocodiles, birds, people, pigs, bugs, and fish.
Guillermo del Toro, Shape of Water.
Ape Sapien.
Right on.
Or Rikuo from Darkstalkers.
That's a very cool touchstone in terms of more muscular fish.
There's something you don't know about me, Cap.
Very muscular fish.
I fucking hate anime so much.
It's not an anime.
And they keep trying to turn me on to
it. It became an anime after it was a kick-ass fighting game.
It also became an American cartoon.
Yeah, that was a hot mess. But yeah. Felicia the Catwoman was a pretty big childhood touchstone for me. So.
Oh, true. For me, it was Galon or John Talbain, the werewolf. Now that you know kind of the idea behind the races, let's think about our actual professions first. Does that work?
Because yes.
Then that gives us a better idea of our role in the party. Now, if profession mechanically, anything related to your profession, you just get +5 on your role. If you can make a case of why it's relevant, you get a +5. So if we're an adventuring party, did we win a contract to get to this place?
You were going to show up there.
Looking for work?
We're just going to find you.
We heard work is there, or we're just sort of like, rambling,
you're
traveling.
Yeah, you're freewheeling, man.
Okay.
You're just out there.
So maybe like we just finished an adventure. We get to this trading post. We're like, well, we heard some stuff is up over there. We'll stop by on our way kind of thing.
Only crossing for miles across the river.
Oh, so we're definitely going there, whether we want to or not.
Yeah. I like that.
What kind of thing does an adventure, like if you're thinking Indiana Jones style,
what roles do you need fulfilled on a team like that?
Offense is always good.
What I was thinking, I would like to do... Remember we had talked about the skimmers having guards who hunted people who desecrated the rivers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of playing one of those guards who got kicked out.
Okay, so you're like
I was thinking marksman, because he would be on a boat, and that would be very useful on a boat to have a marksman archer. And then he got thrown out because he got drunk and accidentally pissed in the river, and the other guy saw him.
True.
And he's a guard of the religion, desecrating the religion.
So what would be your profession? Like a longshoreman or something?
I was thinking like guard or something.
Sailor.
I wouldn't say he's a sailor, more of a
marine.
Marine, yeah.
Okay.
So kind of a
ex-marine?
Guard/marine kind of thing, where he was in charge of finding people who are messing with the rivers. Kind of a roving policeman.
And then John, he was the demon.
Sort of a religious law enforcement type?
Kind of, yes. Yeah. Who's been thrown out of that and now is floating on the wind in an adventuring party because...
I had a character concept that I'm throwing out any of the ones I had so that I can kind of just... We don't feel restricted by that. But my last one I thought of was a medic. You know, combat medic. Like somebody who's been through some shit, skills are useful, smart, but gets in the shit with you guys.
Like Hawkeye.
Douglas. We'll need one.
Hawkeye's actually a good touchdown.
Yeah.
I was thinking Tolden, because no one's played a human character yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Poole did in the first episode.
Oh, I didn't remember.
He was a inquisitor for the Church of Barattus.
Yeah. Tolden, marksman, Radiance.
I was originally thinking, like months ago when we were first talking about Liam was going to do a campaign, I was thinking kind of swashbuckly, mm-hmm. kind of like or with a rapier, but then Josh started to talk more and more about the benefits of a spear. So
spear is the best melee weapon. Yeah. Everybody knows it. History's proved it.
So I was thinking Tolden with the spear probably has like some fighting experience, but the reason to be suddenly flung into an adventure, I was thinking like if he was like a bodyguard sort of thing, like for like some just rich dude. Like old rich dude, and he never needed a bodyguard, but he just hired the best one because reasons. This old dude finally just kicks off, and he had a little bit of money to sort of scoot around, look for new work, and he's like, dude, I've been bored for a long time, ready to kind of look for something kind of exciting, actually get to use the spear instead of just hold on to it and lean on it, you know?
Right.
Actually get to throw it around. So that's a little what I was looking for. Not a troublemaker, but definitely someone who's like...
A little rough around the edges?
Just a little rough. Just someone who's just like... to say like Itchy Trigger Finger is like too manic.
Kind of a thug.
Restless.
A little like bit. Restless. And yeah. not that like thug to be like, oh, he was a bad person, but rather like...
That's your skill set.
Yeah, the skill set was to beat ass like and just, you know...
Like a kind bouncer.
Yeah, well, you
like
know...
Like goon.
Yeah, just someone
a
who...
Goon is a good word.
Yeah.
Also, it's a great movie.
You'd probably hire this person as like a town guard or mm-hmm. something, and he was probably pretty good at it. And then this rich dude's probably just like, hey, you can be my personal bodyguard because it pays really sweet. And it's like, oh, right, I got paid really well, but nothing fucking happened. I'm used to breaking up bar fights and shit.
So who would these two goons need? They would need somebody who's a negotiator for them. Mm-hmm. Like, not as a job negotiator, you know, mm-hmm. like it's a criminal thing, but like somebody who's... sets up the job, smooths things over, pitches the idea person. Yeah.
We need the idea man. We got the thug.
It's like a manager, basically, right? Like, well, this is an ongoing joke in Echoes, but
a manager.
A manager.
Considering that that's my real world shit, not it.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think Kelton did a little too much of the negotiating and politicking in the last one.
Right.
So I'd also like to take a step back from that.
You have anything you're interested in exploring, Cap? Any particular archetype you're like looking to?
It's kind of glazed over, and I really wish I could put more emphasis on it. I think in our game, more even than your race, your profession dictates how you act.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So
and don't connect it to steps or how you work mechanically. It's
Those
can be pretty divorced.
You can make them all work in your head.
I have some loose ideas that came to me at the table, but also I have a question because we're all going to need to be people who can deal damage. That's our occupation by virtue of the story we want to tell. What's the deal with magic? How does that work? Is that a thing?
It is a thing. So there's two different kinds of magic. There's ritual magic, so magic with a K at the end.
Yes.
And then there's body magic. It's like flexing a muscle. It comes from you. Just like regular violence, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And there are three paths for body magic. Well, no, there's five. There's five paths for body magic right now. There is ice, fire, decay. Pretty self-explanatory. Radiance, which is like give bad guys sunburns and you heal your allies.
Okay.
And there's zealotry, where you marry your physical damage and body magic.
How's that work?
You get things where you can heal people by the amount of damage you're dealing.
Uh-huh.
And also, you can take a step down another path and use your weapon as a conduit to cast spells through.
Interesting. Okay. This game sounds really fun, and I want to play it a lot more than just this once.
Okay.
Good.
Now, here's the thing I do have to pitch to you, Cap. You traditionally have played RPGs that are more theater of the mind than this.
Yes.
The game part of this game is the combat mechanics, primarily. And
I see a grid before me, so I assume that means we have figurines and so on.
Yeah, we'll be using proxies or kind, yeah. Part of this is we want to get you hyped for the tactical combat portion of it because that
good luck.
That is what we need to test. And it's relatively simple compared to
other systems we played. This, I'm gonna try to step back as a podcast producer because my inclination is always like, let's make a good experience. Dungeons and Doritos had figurines for the first three episodes. We were playing D&D 4th edition, and I was like, this is really married to what's happening before us, and that needs to stop because we're doing a radio show.
What we're doing is not so much a radio show
as
it is, let's test this and have a good time doing it.
Well, and what's more, like at the point when we created Dungeons and Doritos, the actual play genre did not yet exist. That is a thing now. But at the time, we're like, no, we got to do something different. So I'm going to do my best to divorce myself from the fact that there's a microphone in front of me and that I have about a decade of habits built up. And
Don't do that entirely because there is a reward for role playing in this built into it.
Well, it'll be hard for me not to.
That's great because sometimes we have to drag it out of people.
So you're going negotiator for you? Manager?
I could be manager again. Merchant? That's my shit right now. Like, that's what I'm doing with this whole podcast. What is the name for the person? Officer, right? Like, not military officer, but the
agent?
Agent.
Like agency, not like secret agent, but like...
Like, you would call that a manager. Like, oh, this is our manager. That would be the title. I'm trying to think of, like... Like, how would you describe that, though? I could do
You're talking about ringleader, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're a circus troupe, and you're the ringleader.
That's actually a perfect, great.
I think ringleader might be the word that we could use. Yeah.
Ringleader works.
I could do that. I could be ringleader. We should have somebody with medicine skill, because a lot of the stuff that can come up that magic can't heal, you know, like...
Which is now most things.
Yeah. Magic can restore hit points.
I'd be down with trying, like, a marine battle medic.
True.
You know, kind of a marksman medic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Stays out of battle, but then get into battle.
I mean, medic really says... Because medic implies battle.
Medic.
What's a medic that doesn't go to battle?
That's ambulance. They're called medics.
Yeah, that would be paramedic. An EMT.
So what's a paramedic versus a medic? What does a para mean?
You parachute into a combat zone. Like you are coming from without.
Just like a paralegal.
They parachute in.
I think it's just like quasi...
That's
any iteration
medic,
of that we know.
Yeah,
what
medic
you mean.
Is fine with works for me.
Right, because I was thinking like surgeon too. Like that would be a fun thing to play for me. But if we need like a ringleader, I think I could do that. I just need a cool concept for who that person is. You know,
you ever seen Lonesome Dove?
Oh no, yes, I did. I did see it. It is really good. Yeah, that's
Cap'n Call, the leader of the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I was re-listening to previous design episode where we were talking about creating the religions. And we're talking about the skimmer religion and the idea that if you die on land, we have to take your body back. I'm like, is this just Lonesome Dove? It's like, I already know what Max is going to do now. We're going to be on a river, and all of a sudden we got a Lonesome Dove it back to the...
I've seen that movie probably 1,000 times because it's my dad's favorite, and we would just watch it and watch it and watch it.
Maybe that's one of the reasons we're in this town. It's like Mad Max, where we've got our former colleague's remains with us.
I was going to bring it up that you were a five-man team. I was going to... That's... Way later into my notes, though.
It's their former boss, and now I'm toe cutter coming in, like trying to get this stuff through. I don't know. That could be fun. The boss wouldn't want it that way.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
I'm the boss now.
It's already working.
Look at me.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. We have somebody who's just a thief. Like, that would be really useful.
I mean, I can tell you what's on my mind right now.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm thinking about being a Krex who uses fire body magic. I have plenty of questions. Like, there's three subspecies of Krex down there and, like, that don't necessarily encompass the full spectrum of avians.
Yes. Those are just three examples. Jumping off points, you don't have to use any of them.
I'm thinking something like a very common bird.
Pigeon.
Grackle.
Sparrow.
like a sparrow, like blue jay, like a cardinal, like a fire casting cardinal or something.
Fire casting cardinal's pretty dope.
Right.
Hell yeah.
What if it's ice and they're like, oh, you're fire, huh? Because you're cardinal. Why does everybody say that? That's so racist.
They basically that body type of like the.
Yeah,
the feathers swoop. Like swoop to a point, like which can be a blue jay, which can be basically a common, relatively common bird. The first thing that came to mind before any of this is I was like, what about holistic chef?
A chef would be, that'd be useful, especially, I mean, we get hungry on the road, we got to eat somebody.
That seems like more of a like an adjacent talent to whatever like the main focus would be, and I assume if I'm casting fire, that's like useful for cooking with a chefly inclined individual.
If you think that we're all adventurers, any profession we have is the secondary thing, right?
Right.
Your profession is adventurer, your skill set is you know how to cook shit.
Yeah.
And cooking is also indicative of a certain degree of chemistry and the improvisation involved with any kind of holistic creative pursuit of like fast thinking and so on.
You
like,
could just straight up be an alchemist.
Yeah, we totally have alchemy.
Oh, hey, that's dope. Let's do
you
it.
You can make potions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could do that.
They're pretty great.
All right. Perfect. Krex, alchemist.
Doug, did you say you wanted a, like kind of a goon, bodyguard type
of
thing?
Yeah. I don't want to make him an idiot, but definitely just like he's trained to fight. He was like probably before bodyguard, he was a bouncer and just he used to get all right, break it up, get in the fight, controlling the fight, diffusing it, and
kind of like Sam Elliott in Tombstone or Roadhouse.
Cooler, you're cooler.
Cooler than Sam Elliott.
What are the most useful things a bodyguard can do in our game? And I'm trying to think, like, probably they would be good at knowing how to get out, like checking a building to be like, if there's going to be a problem, it's going to come from this direction.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing too.
So there'd be like intuition,
a little bit, a little more of a tactical mindset, slightly. You know, with the bodyguard angle being like, well, this is a weak point, this is a possible problem, and being able to read people a little bit, maybe just getting a vibe for it.
Also, someone who can like who would take hits, like specifically whose like either clothing or body type is designed to take the like the blunt force trauma or even like projectiles
from. It's weird. I'm basically describing that I should go Citadel, but I didn't plan on going Citadel. Mm-hmm. But
what does that mean?
You can do core, and then
it's one of the
we'll get into the paths.
Core, Citadel, Scoundrel actually sounds pretty fun.
There are so many great combinations.
Right. I don't even know, honestly, as this ringleader, I don't even know where to start. Tolden's easy. I could do that. And Who was thinking of playing Tolden?
I was thinking Tolden. But
Tolden bodyguard? Yeah. Cause,
I'm
so,
not like, you know.
Mechanically, here's the first clue you need to know about paths, is that you start off with a core.
Uh-huh.
And the core, it gives you ability you can do every turn if you want to, an at-will ability. It'll give you a core exception to the rules. That means that everybody is subject to the same rules except about this one thing that you are exempt from. And you interact with it differently.
Okay.
So, for instance, Citadel, that Doug is talking about, is the defensive path. Their core exception, they have a couple, is they can wear armor and reduce its endurance cost by one. In our system, that's a big deal. And they get an unlimited amount of opportunity attacks, whereas everybody else gets one per round. And that came into play.
Very heavily.
It comes into play all the time. For Savannah is core Citadel. She is not our tank. There was one fight where she must have done 15 opportunity attacks and probably 100 damage.
Because people will move past you on the battlefield.
And there are things that provoke them.
She has a reach weapon, too. So it's pretty gross.
Which is what you'd expect from a reach weapon. You could just keep jabbing at people who try to move. The pitch behind it being the core for Citadel is it's a defensive thing because punishing people for moving means they have a hard time moving past you.
Right.
But in her case, it's her primary damage dealing ability. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's an exception. Anything
she doesn't. She doesn't only play defensively. She is able to take that class, which is
and make that defensive process an offensive process. Mm-hmm. Spherical thinking and weird path combinations are kind of like the name of the game.
The point I think they're trying to get across, correct me if I'm wrong, is that don't feel like if you pick this thing, you're stuck with the idea that you think it represents by stereotype. Like literally, you can use it however you want.
So you could be only focused on fire, but your core doesn't have to be fire. Because if you take character creation, you get core something and step one something else, or step one the same thing. For instance, you could be 100% focused on fire, but your core could be something else, and you just focus on the step one stuff that you
like
do.
Marksman to hit with your fireballs or something.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and you get free pot shots because of core marksman, that kind of thing. An idea I was thinking, which I don't think is appropriate for this, but I mean, we'll get further into our characters, was somebody who had play as a champion, but they were core fire. They use a big two-handed sword. The core of fire increases your dodge by your strength.
So you are a strong person.
Right, but you're a glass cannon.
Yeah.
So you run in and they just have a hard time hitting you, but you just rain down damage with a sword that you augment with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to break the game, but very little health on this character. So ideas like that. I wouldn't try to focus too much on your paths right now because there's probably a combination that makes exactly what you want.
Yeah. And the path that you pick is not who you are. We really, the goal was to make it your profession. is who you are. The thing that you make up, it's just a blank slot on the character sheet. You decide what that is, but this is just like the tools.
Yeah,
that
your paths are how you interact mathematically with the world. Who you are and how you interact as a person is separated from it.
Well, I'm a rogue, so I guess I'm a sneaky boy. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, it's just, you don't have to do that. Just, it's whatever you want.
Max, did you have a race in mind for
I didn't.
You rolled
I rolled for Ashwin, yes, but
it's not the most aquatic.
Yeah. I put in a little more. Put a little more thought into what I should be than just rolling randomly.
I'm kind of drawn to Tiktani being
a bug. Thinking like a stag beetle or something insane.
That could be cool.
Big bad beetle board.
A water skimmer.
Dope.
That's Renatra a cool idea.
Fusca, because you can walk underwater.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because of surface tension, they're able to walk underwater.
I don't know if that scales well, but
yeah,
fine.
Probably not.
If you have an aquatic campaign, it could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know if it scales with his size.
Mm. So Gelt goes with Ringleader, I think, in my head because of Nesbitt.
Yeah.
That's Keith's character.
That's like when we were talking about Fence and Thief. I was like, oh, man, we kind of just...
Yeah, he was a grifter.
Yeah.
But he was the Ringleader. Ooh, this is tough. Maybe I could do Tolden, because it makes sense for there to be more multiple Tolden.
Especially if we're on the border of Akinosha and the Guff.
Smooth things over. Maybe Tolden is a race that is more likely to be welcome places because there's a lot of those diplomats coming around, even if we are definitely not that.
Oh, and there'd be merchants from Akinosh.
Yeah.
Going around
May
all the
I
time.
See the Tolden card?
Sure.
I think I might not be a skimmer. I might want to be an Akinoshian Marine.
Well, you could be both.
You can be Akinoshian and be a skimmer.
Yeah, it's just a religion.
Yeah. The backstory of being the skimmer guard, I don't know if I like that so much now that I'm actually thinking and talking more about it.
True.
I like the idea of being a marine, kind of a merchant marine, kind of Akinoshian Navy. Maybe when the Civil War started, was like, I'm not getting shot for two dumbass brothers, you know?
Right.
Can't decide.
You're not going to go to war against your fellow Akinoshians.
So we have Max as a marine, Josh is a ringleader. Doug, you want to be goon? I just like goon.
Whatever. Goon. You call what you want.
Are we cool with doing the, our previous leader had died, and now I was the right-hand man? Because that might affect...
Or infield promotion or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we got Tolden Krex for Doug and Cap.
May I see the Gelt card as well? I've been Guff for so long. Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
You're what I... When I think of Guff, I think of you.
And I've been Guffing and skimming so long. Even my mama thinks that.
We had Shadow of Death for so long, and I'm just... Every time... Like, I'm going to cast Shadow of Death, and it's just in my head that Coolio and Weird Al.
I'm just trying to think of a race archetype that would be great for a right-hand man. You know what I mean? And then the leader dies, and everybody's like, no, this is not correct. Like, this is not this is not ideal.
Like when
Tiktani would almost work for that.
It could, yeah, Tiktani.
Because like I figure when I think of, like, second-in-command, I either think of, like, someone much larger than the traditional character or much smaller and, like, rattier.
And that Tiktani could be bigger or smaller.
Savathian could work too, because maybe it's just subconscious because Abe Sapien was the second guy, second banana to Big Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big Red. What a gum.
What was your initial occupation that you were talking about doing, Josh?
Well, I said ringleader and medic, but I think Max wants to go medic. And I think that sounds cool too.
I want you to be an actual circus performer. That would be hilarious.
Like, left the circus to do this.
Yeah, like you're a former ringleader.
Top hat and all.
Yeah.
As a Tiktani.
Strongman.
A grasshopper type with, like, long, you know, like legs would be a good ringleader vibe.
Or like a locust. So, like, passes off the grasshopper.
Like, from ants.
Yeah. So people see us coming into their town, and it's like, oh, no. It's like a locust.
I got an image in my head of, like, just a Harad, like, going into a fully Tolden, like, town, and just, like... Give me some money and you can just look at me. I'm an alligator man. You know?
We have the alligator with a beard of scoots.
Yes. If we have circuses, then there's so many great things.
That's totally good. The next long campaign I get to make in this is just the whole idea is you are circus performers. Go.
Circus burnt down.
Yeah. No, you're in the circus. Just go entertain around. Yeah.
Just go entertain. Your battles are fought in the ring in there.
Well, that's
the
how you
rings.
No, you'd show up to town and you'd be like, oh, we're going to set up our thing. And it's like, there's been a murder here. And you're like, we're on the case.
See, I went with a different route where
circus freaks gonna solve that case? Get out of town!
Much like the real circus, you come into town, commit a bunch of crime, and then leave. You know?
So I should play it like Mr. Dark from Something Wicked This Way Comes, but as a locust man.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Carnival, the HBO?
No.
No.
That one was really good. It's like a Depression era circus and freak show.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of crazy, like, magic things are going on. It was an HBO show in college.
I really dislike the traditional American circus aesthetic.
Everyone just, I know who's really? Ever seen Carnival why? Raves about it. They love it.
Which aesthetic are you talking about? Like 50s, 60s clown
like
one?
Big
or
tops? Yeah, kind of like the...
No, this is like Depression era where, like, everyone's in dungarees and...
Right. It's the... I never bought into the mysticism of, oh, the circus, it's so magical. I'm like, get fuck off. It's like, this is, you know, yep, acrobats, great. You're talented. I get it. You beat the shit out of animals. Hey, I get it.
Whoa. Doug, who hurt you as a child?
A clown.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I just think...
Do you have no wonder
no,
in your heart
I did,
left?
No, I did go to the circus once, and I was almost crushed by an elephant.
Ooh, yeah. I also have
okay,
a...
Okay, that's why.
Yeah. I got nothing against elephants.
No, you've been wounded. That's all you had to say.
Yeah. And my time at UCF, we went to a flea market in Sanford, and we were walking around, and we heard seals. And we're like, holy shit, there are seals here. And we go in, and no, it was not seals. It was an elephant crying.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, God. Yeah,
That's you know I.
One momentum.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Here's a story about my awful past.
Yeah. That works. Okay. That works for me.
But the Sanford flea market just had like an elephant on like a plastic chain, and the dude was like hitting it
because
the elephant was trying to like. We literally watched the elephant try to strangle the dude.
Oh man!
And he was like hitting it, and then we went back like 2 weeks later, and there was tigers. And you know those little garden fences that people put up that are like a foot and a half tall?
Yeah.
That was separating the two tigers from the audience. And people were like pushing their kids up to the fence. And the kids were like, no, I'm a human. I know not to go near that thing.
Yeah.
And the parents were like, get in there. And the kids were like.
Hundreds of thousands of years of evolution. Yeah.
6 foot long killing machine? No, I'm not going to stand next to it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
So those of us who have chosen our race now, I think, Max, are you doing Gelt?
I was looking at Gelt. I don't like...
They might be my favorite
the
race
racial
that
talents
made.
For what I'm going for.
Right.
Because they're bargaining and crafting.
Well,
but
remember,
I like the intelligence endurance.
Well, remember, your profession adds 5 to your roll. That just lets you reroll.
Okay. Yeah. I like the intelligence if I'm going marksman. Endurance helps if I get knocked down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an otter marine.
All right.
I like it. All right. I'm doing Tiktani. I might even do that fire champion because it won't be stealing Cap's thunder because... All the abilities will be martial.
Totally different, yeah.
Yeah. This Tiktani idea, I'm actually into.
All right.
I'm into a lot. The grasshopper, ringleader. I'm trying to
former second banana.
I originally wanted to do a sword because I was thinking Tolden for this idea, but now it could be anything.
Yeah.
Like, I could even do marksman. Are you doing marksman?
I think so, but as we said, it doesn't really.
Yeah.
You can play totally differently.
I wasn't thinking core champion, but damn, core champion's pretty good.
Right?
Like, it's really good.
Core champion, step one citadel would be pretty tanky, my dude.
Yeah.
Core champion, any... being a ringleader and picking nothing from command?
No, you're the de facto ringleader by, you know, by infield promotion.
Oh, he was full command, and now it's I lead this crew now.
Everyone else is just like, fine.
We drew straws and we have like, everyone just cheated.
God damn, I do love command though.
Command was so much fun. Just having that ability to take the shot when I didn't want to do something.
Oh, and you have 2 solid range characters too.
Yeah. I almost feel like core ice step one command would be pretty gross.
Do it. Oh, also, again, this is going to be a 4-person party. Margins are going to be tight.
Well, nobody's picked anything that can
heal, which
right?
is a problem.
Though I got potion skills.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna do a lot.
An ice bug would be pretty crazy.
Oh, because nobody's gone core radiance yet.
No.
I might do that. That's crazy. So fire step one is now...
And radiance has healing as a component.
Yes.
And honestly, pretty good damage if you set it up right.
Mm-hmm.
So radiance core, it's now called retribution. Invigorate... You give them bonus hit points equal to your composure, and it's shielding. You can be refreshed with subsequent castings. That's a swift.
Yeah.
That one's really good. The attack is Golden Flare. It's a burst one within 5, and it heals all allies within the burst for composure and damages enemies for a d4 plus composure. You do that every turn.
Just every turn.
That would be pretty cool. That one's good.
So with Medic, I would have as a profession, I would have plus 5 to waken someone up from... Being knocked unconscious?
Yes.
Yes.
I like
well, no, to stabilize them so they
well, that's what
stop
I meant, yeah. to stabilize.
Gaining death score, yeah.
Or to heal long-term injuries.
Since playing command, I like being able to help.
Oh, good.
I think that...
That's how I would describe Kelton, as helpful. Yeah, totally.
Hey.
Not in personality, but in actual actions he's been
doing. Oh, yeah, no, very.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking...
Oh, man, that's kind of...
Yeah, I mean...
You're thinking?
I'm thinking core champion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Step one champion, step one citadel.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
Step one citadel, that's the bodyguard aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, well, hold on.
I think I'm going to do step one scoundrel.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to be healing with core radiance and my retribution, putting shields on myself, using a reach weapon, and tripping people and envenoming them.
Yes.
Can you cast while holding your weapon?
Good question.
Did we not have...
This only if you took that step into zealotry.
Zealotry. I think you can't... So I think the answer is yes, but that means you can't take opportunity attacks with that weapon until...
I wouldn't say that because it's a burst, right?
Well, it's burst one within five, so it's targeting a spot.
Okay.
It's not emitting from you in the same way.
Wait, you're Tectoni, right?
Yeah.
You have extra hands.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but no, they can't be used to wield a weapon or perform complex actions except once per scene. They can.
Yeah.
Polybrachia, you have a second smaller set of hands. They can hold objects and perform actions, but not wield weapons, cast spells, or carry shields. They can hold my weapon.
Yes.
I don't have to drop it.
They can't use it.
That solves that problem.
Here, little guy.
The other hands reach up, grab the weapon, and my other hands raise and cast a spell, and then I grab the weapon and use it.
That's tight.
Super tight.
I like this character already.
What's their name?
I don't know yet.
All right.
This character doesn't even have a personality yet.
I always feel like name goes before... Like, with a name, I can generate a personality easier rather than kind of going backwards.
All right.
My character's name is Doug.
Duggernaut?
With two Gs.
Oh, you could just be the Duggernaut.
It's D-U-G.
I'm not a big guy, I don't think, though. But yeah, you could be. The example I'm about to give is way too extreme, but I was going to say John Wick with the spear. But that's too advanced for what
he's
doing.
Yeah, he's the boogeyman.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a force of
but
nature.
But I do like the idea of having a spear and just being able to just like flip it around onto a shoulder or flipping it back to whatever. Just like, you know, just quick pow and then put it right back to the side where you need it to be. Like being able, like not afraid to say, oh, the spear, the pointy end's going to go behind me. I'm going to hit you with the blunt end. And I'm just as confident with that as I am with.
I would also very much recommend that you might want a sidearm.
Yeah. Good dagger. Good something.
Sword.
Yeah.
Sword?
Crossbow.
Even with the spear? Oh, yeah. I mean, they carry swords.
I'm just saying, if things get in close to you, that spear stops working.
Okay. I'm looking at voices.
Are you randomly rolling your character's voice?
I hadn't considered doing that, but I wanted to look at the list anyway.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do core fire with step one marksman.
Oh, to get double shot? Isn't that what they get?
No. Rapid fire, pinning shot, and whirring shots.
Yeah, cool. And it says you can do that with, you have to use a bow, right?
Do I? I just assumed that was like a short...
It's a good question, actually. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, because then it wouldn't make sense to go core.
I don't think you have to use a
bow. It just says ranged attacks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, let's make it so you can... Let's just make the rule now. You can do that.
Yeah.
If it's not written that way, we'll...
I mean, the only time I see bow implicitly mentioned is in the initial card for it, which says, adherents tend to learn first on the bow before adapting their skills to other implements, be they magical or mundane.
Cool.
Yeah, so for rapid shot and pinning shot, I figured damage would just, rather than, if weapon, you would just replace it with burning lance.
Right on.
Yeah.
Could that be javelins as well?
Cap's character won't have burning lance.
Body magic.
It would be fire. So if you weren't step one, fire, you wouldn't have an ability that you can use for that. Yeah.
Like an attack ability?
Yeah, because it's to give you a basic attack. Core fire gets fire blast. You might be better off switching them, even.
Yeah.
Core marksman
gets an AoE. You basically rain down arrows, you'd be raining down fire.
Yeah. We might want to move that to core then.
I don't think so. There's other reasons why the basic attacks that are grantable are in there is because you can always have a weapon to do a basic attack. You could use a bow. Anybody can get a bow. But if you have a character concept that is separate from your core that you want different kind of basic attack to be granted to you, step one right now, it plays out better that way.
Do we have the concept of bows versus crossbows?
Yes.
Okay. Are they the same? Are they...
The most damage is a crossbow. I believe that and like the heaviest bow we have and a crossbow, same damage.
Okay.
Crossbows, I believe, take a move action to reload, but you get a bonus to your accuracy if you're
laying down.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you're getting Radiant Scoundrel?
Yes. Tectoni Radiant Scoundrel, which is what you could call a ringleader that.
Yeah.
Look at this Radiant Scoundrel.
That's Lando. That's a Radiant Scoundrel right there.
And you're going...
Marksman core and marksman step one.
Oh, double marksman.
I think I'm going to try a double marksman. I was thinking of going Tolden to get the two, the nether step.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that really fit with what I'm going for.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going with
champ, citadel.
Yeah, core champion, step one champion, step one citadel.
So you have two step ones. You can
because I'm a human. I'm a Tolden.
Ah.
Yeah, he doesn't get the racial abilities.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just a boring old human.
I'll be like that Scottish sniper from Wonder Woman.
Can you do a Scottish accent?
No.
Try it.
Be Braveheart.
I'll have to practice it.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Train Spotting.
Craig Ferguson.
You speak at the low part of your voice.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. Oh, I won't be doing
Scrooge McDuck. Just something.
Curse McKiltz.
To think about.
You have like three voices.
I do.
You've already done two.
That's true. I'll think of one.
You have Powwow and the Poconos.
Powwow and the Poconos.
Kelton, and then your own voice.
Yeah. A little Boy Scout.
You're real mean, lady.
So I was rolling my random voices. The first one I got is Hagrid.
Hey.
This one's Christopher Walken. I'm not.
Christopher Walken doing Hagrid?
Just what comes up.
Where's this chart come from? Is this self-generated?
Yeah.
Okay, fast.
27?
27. Dr. Evil.
No! Let me do one more. 88.
88. Christopher Walken actually doesn't sound like that bad of an idea for a grasshopper ringleader.
I'll try to do Mike Myers Scottish.
All right, do it.
Well, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. The way you look at me, I don't want to hear it. What is it?
Q.
Q?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Which one, though? That's a wide range to pick from.
The Q.
The whole continuum. So many Q.
John DeLancey. You want to try another one? I got a bunch.
The only guy I hate worse than Cisco.
Yep. Watching them fight was surprisingly unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Doug, what's your character look like?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm thinking on that.
Mark Wahlberg?
I don't want it to...
Chevy Chase.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a tall guy, I mean.
Yeah.
Liam, you know the kind of campaign you're going to run. At least you have an idea. Bluff or convince? What would be more useful?
Bluff.
Okay.
Nice. And if you have any questions like that, I will answer honestly.
Is this a suicide run?
Do you want to roll a die?
You will most likely be fine unless you make a glaring error in judgment.
Okay.
Dibs.
I'm not.
That's Max's MO.
Yeah.
How does our composition so far sound to
team? You got the GM.
GM.
Pretty good.
Okay.
You're going to be fine.
Cap, did you have any personality types that you were thinking about?
I've been having a really hard time coming up with examples in terms of like pop culture touchstones. I end up thinking more like this musician.
Is it Bowie?
No.
Oh.
I've been down that road.
I really want to be at a table with Bowie one day. It'd be just fun.
Liam, I hate to tell you. Bowie passed away.
David Bowie is inside all of us. This very moment. You have but to look within.
Every time you eat a red pepper.
Kate Bush and Alison Goldfrapp. That's I'm getting squints. Okay, no one knows who that is.
First of all, how dare you suggest playing a Kate Bush character who's not literally a fish person?
Okay, I mean, that's the name of her record label, but I've always found it to be a strange thing for her. But good on you. Most people don't know Kate Bush's record label is called Fish People. I was thinking, I mean, like the entire album of Ariel and all the bird songs.
Sure. Ever since we made Savathians, I've been like Kate Bush one day. One day.
It's gonna the be album Kate Bush. Is called Ariel.
Yeah.
Who's also a fish person.
Well, shit. I mean, Josh, I love that you've had that bizarre thought already that I extremely appreciate.
I'm still offended. Like, I can't get past it.
piss.
I'm joking.
I know, but I'm thinking, like, can this character work as a fish?
I mean, no, yes, don't. But no, yeah, if you have an idea, stick with your idea.
Yeah, and I'm not even, honestly, I'm not even sure that's a good comparison, because Kate Bush is so, like, for anyone who's not familiar with that, Luna Lovegood is like someone who's trying really hard to be a mock version of Kate Bush.
Yeah.
So it's not that. Like,
is that
this
the
is not
lady you showed me?
What lady?
The Kate Bush? Did you show me a bunch of her videos?
Probably. Yeah. No one else. I have no idea.
So is Kate Bush like the Bjork you'd like to meet in a dark alley?
Oh,
shit.
Bjork is not bad, my dude.
That's actually that's really good.
That's the comparison I was missing. This because like Kate Bush and Alison Goldfrapp are a little bit more subdued. Definitely Bjork. Definitely like Sugar Cube's era Bjork.
Because Bjork will fuck you up if you're a reporter and you get in her face.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. She is. She will. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And picking a singer as a Crex Bird person. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... So I was thinking about singing while cooking, and then I was like, oh, the bird person, obviously. Like, that just goes to the territory. I don't even need to have, like, a... Like, I don't need to be a bard. That's just built into the framework.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. Plus, that'll bump our Icelandic numbers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have dedicated listeners in Iceland, and we do appreciate you.
Aside from Isabiz?
Probably not.
Hashtag Bjork.
Hey, that's a pretty good percentage of the Icelandic population, though.
Well, maybe we should play a swan to match your dress from the cover of Vespertine.
I would love to draw that.
I'm not 100% set on cardinal. Could be like a macaw.
What's the color?
I was thinking of the name Chuki, which is an unusual name.
Sounds like Cookie. It's like if you're
Chuki's a good bird name.
I know a man named Cookie.
It sounds like you'd name a bird in your house that. Like if you had a
if you had a macaw, yeah.
Yeah, you'd call him Chuki.
Yeah.
There's a reoccurring character in John D. McDonald's Travis McGee novels named Chuki. I don't know where the hell that name comes from, but the character's name is Chuki McCall, so I thought, oh, Chuki McCaw.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'm into it. I don't know what weapon to pick. We've got ranged weapons. We don't have a glaive, do we?
We have glaives.
Do we? So a glaive would just be a two-handed sword at reach, right? So a D10.
Isn't that straight up just what Poole is using?
He's using a bardiche, which is an axe. How do we feel about that glaive just being a sword, right? I mean, it's basically a sword on the end of a pole. So we're doing attributes. Everybody's got their racial one marked down on their sheet in the race column. Mm-hmm. Next is you choose your base values, and the numbers you get to work with are 3, 2, and 1. So once you've put a 3, a 2, and a 1, you're done. So for instance... My character, who I've decided his name is Frixa, already has a 1 in strength and dexterity for being a Tiktani. So I add a 1 to his strength to get a 2. He has 2 intellect, 3 composure. So once his racial bonuses are added together, it's 2 strength, 1 dexterity, 2 intelligence, 3 composure, 0 endurance. So he's spread out pretty good.
What's your dodge?
15.
Good to know.
15 is a good dodge.
Yeah.
I know everyone else has played at the table, but for Cap, armor is... pretty great. It feels good.
Armor is very good. My character has none, and I feel real bad about it.
Oh, it's not.
Does your character permanently have none?
You need endurance to wear armor.
Okay.
How much endurance do you have?
3.
You can wear the heaviest armor you can wield. Here's the problem with armor. Any armor you wear, the value of it subtracts from your spell damage.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's a way to mitigate that, being just the frontline caster.
Yeah.
But there's still good reasons to do it. The most armor you can wear will give you 4. It would subtract 4 from all spell damage you do.
Uh-huh.
Which, that's harsh.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear 4 armor. You can wear 2 armor.
Well, I mean, in theory, we're adventurers. I'm wearing some armor. No questions about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only reason I feel like I can get away with not wearing armor is I have an ability that when I'm hit, I can reduce damage by half.
Because of a carapace?
Yes.
Okay.
What about movement speed as well, right?
It reduces your speed by 1 to do that. But you have your Crex, you got leap, you got all these crazy movement abilities anyway.
So it wouldn't be unreasonable for me to go with like a 2 armor just so as to not be...
Mm-hmm.
What would that aesthetically be comparable to?
2 armor would be boiled leather with plates sewn in.
Yeah.
That's medium.
Okay.
A chainmail, medium.
Okay.
Heavy is plate.
Yeah.
Like you are armored up.
And light is like what, a jerkin?
Light is generally leather, hide, that kind of thing.
Gamberson, which is quilt, like heavy quilted armor.
Okay.
Kind of like a big poofy jacket from the 90s. Something Biggie would have wore.
Something a comedian from the 90s would have wore
on
stage.
The most common armor maybe ever used.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Maybe 1 armor for a marksman?
Mm. I'm going 0,
dude,
but I
can go
shield.
Heavy. It's not going to affect your damage.
Yeah. I can literally cast a shield on myself every round.
I would go as heavy as you can.
I've got honestly. 2 in endurance, so that's 2, right?
Yep. An archer wearing chainmail isn't crazy.
No, yeah. 16 dodge, 2 armor.
That's really good.
That's solid.
Yeah. Why are you attacking from range?
Yeah.
Still stuck on trying to figure out what my talents are.
How about grapple? super grapple. Useful.
Well, but I'm doing ranged. I'm doing a spear, like a long
spear.
Yeah,
well, you can grab somebody with your free hand. You can't attack them with a two-handed weapon while you have them grabbed with one hand, but restraining somebody is useful. Like,
that's
you
true.
You take them out of the fight.
Yeah, that's true.
You can move them around, do all kinds of things. Grapple is, it's a good skill.
Like I did think that, but I just kept thinking of if I have a spear and a sword, I'm not likely to get that close. But
what would a medieval bodyguard? You're going top shelf bodyguard.
More of like, listen, your house is, you got to put some bars on these windows because.
Would you have anything that, like forgery or something? Like you would
maybe
know what
yeah,
people
like
were
to,
doing?
Yeah, like to sort of recognize a criminal thing happening kind of a thing.
Kind of a criminal past, kind of like remembered
like
past
maybe
for the Savathian.
Authenticate.
You could even say like criminal connections or something.
Yeah.
Like just understanding. Well, because yeah, I was even thinking as far as like Tolden goes, because there's the Akhenotians and there's the Lanians that represent a culture that sprang up from self-regulating black markets that spread across many countries. So maybe coming from that kind of a background, it's like, okay, like I may not be a criminal right now, but I at least know how crime works.
Yeah.
Right.
So grapple's cool and intuition is cool for like assessing like what's going on.
Criminal mind?
Yeah.
Like
would that fall under intuition?
No,
more of a gut.
I think criminal mind would be intellect.
Yeah. You could be okay. Like TV's The Mentalist.
That's like the third time you brought up that show on this show.
Also, I can't believe you prefer The Mentalist to Psych.
I don't.
I'm feeling good about this now. I'm going 3 in dexterity.
All right.
2 in endurance, because I figure if I'm going to be in the thick of it. And then 1 for strength.
Yes.
And now you get 2 bonuses.
To any attribute you want under the race column. You get to add 1
shit.
Point to any 2.
Oh, shit.
Endurance might be important.
You probably want armor.
Yeah. I was just thinking, damn, it's a shame I couldn't get like more than that. So, wow, to any 2. Because that was a new thing that we did, right? We changed the race bonus for...
To be 2 instead of 1.
Our margins are so much slimmer compared to like D&D.
Would everyone be comfortable if my character's name was Slish?
Slish?
Yeah.
Is that...
Should I be uncomfortable? Yeah, I mean,
you don't know it yet because I haven't told you, but yes, you should be uncomfortable.
Why is that? Yeah.
Some people just have a problem with certain sounds and they wouldn't want to say it over and over.
Like moist.
Yeah, people fucking hate that word. I'm like,
it's a word.
It's a word. It's a useful word.
If I'm not doing full blown armor, does it make sense for me to have 3 endurance? Like, is that just
misplaced?
It's not really.
It probably is. Because, so generally, I'm using a ranged weapon, but I can shield myself. Doug is probably going to be the person we're going to keep at the forefront of everything. So I would probably take it out of endurance. Endurance is not going to help you as much as having more intellect will.
Right. I've changed it so it's dexterity 2, intelligence 3, and composure 1.
All right.
That sounds good.
I'm actually really excited how it plays out.
It's coming together. Yeah.
I think I've just decided, because we're only running 4 people, and I do want it to be that you've run another adventure. Everyone, let's just invent a magic item for everybody.
Ooh.
I'm really going to need that.
A magic item.
Yeah.
It's just pure imagination.
Stick to +1 stuff.
Or like adding a D4 to something.
Can it be a longbow?
Yeah. Do you want that?
So that would be D12 plus a D4?
Yeah. Do you want a fiery longbow or something?
Maybe ice, because he's a river creature. He wouldn't really be down with... He's a marine. He wouldn't really be down with fire.
Oh, I already know what I want.
As a marine, wouldn't you want fire if you're going to burn other boats?
No, because that goes... When 2 boats pull up next to each other and you start throwing fire, that turns into both boats being on fire, I believe.
Yeah.
Can it be cooking ingredients?
No, because I assume you'd just be able to find those.
It'd be something on your person.
Like enchanted weird ones is what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe like a cauldron, a little travel cauldron.
Hmm.
That could have, like, maybe it makes your potions
one step better. Battle mage robes, which would be just +1 armor.
Uh-huh.
And just robes.
Yeah, so magical armor does not take away from your damage, but it also doesn't have the endurance requirement, like the magical bonus.
Well, what's an example of, like, a magical... What does a magical armor bonus be, like, generically speaking?
For instance, you could wear a robe.
Yes.
And the way it's constructed, it gives you a +1 bonus to your armor.
Okay.
But because that +1 bonus is the magical component of that item, it doesn't reduce your spell damage.
I see. Cool. Well, when we're thinking about potions, like, do we need, like, a full, like, bulbous, you know, Elwynmire flask, or are we talking about, like, little ampules of stuff, like...
Something that you could feasibly drink in one go.
Okay.
Like...
You down it like a shot.
Right. Yeah, it's going to taste terrible. I mean, well, mine aren't going to taste terrible, but, you know, someone else's
you
got
special.
One of the things I always found weird was even in, like, Diablo and stuff, they'd be, like, these giant things, and you'd just be able to go, like... I'm like, Dad, you would get heartburn. You'd just be burping all the time.
You're looking at, like, 4 ounces.
Well, that's how you know it's working.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's like frog scrotal. Frog scrotal.
Yeah, I always think of
frog
like,
scrotum. What? Are you...
Yes, frog scrotums.
Potions in all the Witcher cutscenes are great because they're just like.
Okay, I'm gonna have some kind of magic defensive blouse that doesn't cost me any. Gives me an armor. What do I do with that?
There's
a total, not like the body or shield or whatever.
Bonus.
There's a bonus box. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, I don't know if it's too OP, but like if either like a bracelet or a necklace that was like plus one intelligence.
No, that's
because I figure feasible. I figure either intelligence or composure.
Pair of spectacles.
Even.
Ooh, that'd be great.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
Well, I was thinking either intelligence or composure plus one with either a bracelet or a necklace because that's something that's easy to give to somebody in a pinch. I suppose the glasses may not fit on a tectonic face.
Right.
That makes sense. It's like, I'm smarter now. I'll just do intel. I'll do plus one intelligence with a bracelet.
Doug, what if it was a nose piercing?
The piercing itself?
Yeah, it's like a little like special gem in it or how the fuck magic works in this world.
I kind of like that idea. Or an earring or something.
Like whoever your master was like, here, I need you.
Well, hold on. Employer.
You could put it on a chain afterwards.
Yeah.
I do kind of like the idea of it being a piercing, but I mean, a necklace would serve the same function.
Yeah. That's the flavor's up to you.
Yeah, I just figured with a necklace, it's super easy to remove and give it to somebody and have them put it on, and now they got it. They got the bonus.
Sure, that's but like that's a liability in your occupation or your former occupation.
A necklace,
occupation.
For sure. Well, piercing.
Well, that's why I thought a bracelet, because it's kind of just stuck on the wrist. It doesn't really get looser in the way of shit.
What if it's like a shoulder cape?
Cape?
Ooh, I like shoulder capes.
Shoulder cape's pretty good. Is that too much for, like, in combat with a spear and shit? Is that
no.
a little too
No. Weird? They were used in combat.
What about a magic tattoo? Again, you can't share it, but like...
Right. I'll go with a cape.
I will allow magic tattoos, by the way. What's your magic item, Josh?
I want the boss's top hat.
The former boss?
The former boss's top hat.
That's real good.
And it gives
That's
me...
good. That's good, but it's just like, who the fuck do you think you are?
And it gives me plus one to composure.
Done.
No, so that's pretty good.
You're saying there must have been some magic?
So I could give you momentum for that.
This bastard wants momentum, though.
We're not playing yet.
Max cleans up. Max and Savannah clean up a momentum.
Dude, Nesbitt does really good, too.
Yeah, he does.
And I just don't spend it.
Yeah, but you get it. We get it from silly jokes. You get it from, like, destroying a band of enemies with fire.
Or just lighting catapults on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play now.
I have a great thing to tell you, Doug. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing that.
Not tonight.
Yeah, but soon.
That's what I'm saying. I want to play now.
So I think I actually have the least HP because I'm the only one who's a core caster. I've got 21 because my base is 16.
All right, I'm going to ask a big question. Your fallen member, I need to know who that is now.
I have a randomizer that
Let's
I was working
this.
On.
We're going to random the name
I think
or
male,
random
female
the race?
Is the first one.
Okay, okay. Male, female. Odds male, even female.
All right.
Female.
Cool.
This character was, at the time of death, 55 years old and was a... Crex.
Nice.
55-year-old Crex, female.
What type of Crex?
Good question. Don't have a randomizer for that. Who runs a mercenary band with
as a bird?
As a bird with a circus leader as their second?
Ooh. Mine a bird.
They had a top hat, right?
They were wearing a top hat.
It's
but,
their top hat.
But I'm a ringleader.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A goose?
That's too scary.
A duck.
Crow?
Albatross?
That's good. That's actually a good metaphor
Albatross?
For what we're trying to do with the remains. Yeah.
So what are we trying to do with the remains, though? We're trying to just transport them?
If she was a skimmer, we got to get her back to the...
Okay, yeah.
We got to get her back to the body of water.
Rhyme of the ancient.
She's literally our albatross.
I would like profession. I don't really need the steps.
Business woman.
Entrepreneur.
Soldier. Yeah. Officer, like
retired.
Retired officer, soldier, went on to do...
Start a band
contract,
of... Yeah,
right. Contract work.
Yeah.
Then...
She hired us.
Now I need a name. Major...
Mildred Fillmore.
I imagine she would continue going by her rank even after retirement.
I think we probably referred to her as Major.
Yeah.
Right?
The Major.
The Major. The Major wants this. The Major wants that.
Yeah.
Major...
Major pain in the ass, am I right?
Yeah, especially
well,
now.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
I kind of do like Mildred, though. Agnes?
I like Agnes.
Arsenic. Agnes the Albatross?
What's the two ladies from Arsenic and Old Lace?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen Arsenic and Old Lace?
I haven't seen it, but I know
I've
what it
never
is.
Even heard of it.
It's two old ladies.
Cary Grant, right?
Yeah, it's two old ladies. They take in lodgers, and they kill the sad ones.
I'm saying
it's pretty brutal,
it's
and I love
dark
it.
Comedy.
It's yeah, it's a dark comedy. It's great.
Agnes Della.
I like it.
Just for an albatross, just think of this big glorious bird.
I think she's probably really scarred up, takes no shit.
Mm-hmm.
You call her glorious, she would thwack you with her 17-foot wingspan.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go through and randomly figure out if you cared for Agnes.
Cool. As characters? Okay.
Odds didn't care, evens cared, or at least amiable. So, Max, you dug her.
Dope. Both skimmers.
Cap, you dug her. Doug, you dug her.
Nice.
He always dugs.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
There was a coup.
This is perfect.
Yeah. It was so happy. Doesn't mean you hate her with a passion.
Yeah. No.
Just wasn't. You know, didn't agree.
I'm pretty pleased with myself right about now.
You took the boss's hat, you
this
fucker.
I do want to say this. This was just for pro-con. I would like you to describe your relationship with Agnes.
Co-religionist?
You had a lot to connect about.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, albatross in a top hat casts a long shadow.
No shit. Holy crap.
Probably why she didn't see Josh's character sneaking up behind her.
Basically, mama bird.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Parental.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah. Well, not of a feather, but we did flock together. Yeah.
Literally took you under her wing.
Yeah, exactly.
Can it be a plug ugly top hat where it's like stuffed with cotton to protect from...
Like a stove top hat?
No, they would take the top hat and stuff it with like thick cotton to protect them from getting hit in the head.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's a good idea. I don't imagine I don't imagine people could reach Agnes's head very easily.
It would be a combat top hat.
It gives me plus one to composure. I need to be able to take it off and doff it and do all that kind of
thing. Oh, if it's for doffing, that's
perspective
different.
Perspective on that, Chuki's 24.
I think more of like a mentorship in terms of like technique. She was like the boss.
Also, like, you weren't in the military, but you have you're a martial brotherhood.
Yeah,
camaraderie.
Like an admiration of like, oh man, she actually signed up. Like, I didn't do that. Like, I clearly didn't go into the military, but she's actually been through some heavy shit and is, like, a couple decades my senior, so having that mentor-ish kind of figure in that.
Josh, I gotta ask you, did you kill her? Did you let her die?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think it's more interesting if he could have, and maybe that's what everybody suspects because of the circumstances around it, but he didn't notice that it was happening, but it's just like, oh, well, now I've got to... I know I didn't kill her, but I am happy that she's dead, but I have to hide it. Like, I gotta,
For you, it's a fortunate turn of events.
And he lies. She did, you know, at the end of her life, say, you know, she did name me her successor.
Is that a lie or did that really happen?
I think it's a lie. But definitely is her second in command, handles her books. She makes an order.
Ambitious rivalry?
With her?
Is that like Commodus and Gladiator?
She would hire you. Like, she brought you on.
Yeah, brought you on.
He's the little finger to
whoever's... So I'm saying ambition is the thing that kept you from enjoying her.
He's extremely ambitious for that kind of thing. He wants to run this mercenary company and is pretty confident he can do a better job. And he's probably right. But I think he's hard to like. Past the superficial stuff. I think he's like Littlefinger. But I figured out the voice that I want to do for him is the audiobooks of the Witcher series I prefer over the voices used for the game, which is funny because it's all one person in the audiobooks. But there's a voice for Dandelion in the audiobooks where he's like, oh, Geralt, like, pish posh, we can't do this. And I'll just do a version of that. Because I love the idea of a
bug in a top hat.
A grasshopper in a top hat leading a group of resentful mercenaries to bury their boss while being ambitious.
I'm kind of liking how this is shaving up my dudes. All right. I want to figure out, what was your previous quest, adventure? What was your previous job?
We won, but we lost our member.
Yeah. Maybe she was really old and she died celebrating our victory.
I would actually say compound injuries. The last battle wasn't so bad. It was just...
Maybe she went down two or three times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just too much for her. The old bird.
She got the fun one, the amnesia.
Like, do you want to roll then, see what she suffered from? If she went down two or three times?
Okay. Yeah. Let me bring it up.
Goes down once. Goes down twice.
We're not talking about your mom, Max.
Burn. Man, I can't wait
Core
to dole out momentum. This is going to be so much fun.
Dorothy Mantooth.
You have the power now.
Let's do it.
All right. 3.
Shortness of breath.
Oh, boy.
In order to move on your turn, you must spend an attack action.
Oh. All right.
This is her second. 2.
Sprain. Mm-hmm. Not that very short-lived, right?
But that with shortness of breath, she's hard to move around, so she's easier to hit.
4.
Severe concussion.
Oh,
that is what killed her.
That's a killer.
Oh.
Because she still partied all night.
That top hat bears that wound.
All right. So it's got a little ding.
It's got a ding in it.
Like Oliver Twist type.
It's been accordioned.
Yeah.
There's a crease in the bill.
Yeah.
And we all know what it is, and we're like... Mm-hmm.
So for anybody wondering, severe concussion is -4 to your attack and dodge, -6 to any skill check, but a medicine check of once per day of 15 or higher can reduce symptoms for 8 hours to those of a moderate concussion.
She refused medical attention, believing it wasn't that serious.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Suffered from a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Died in the night.
All right.
Wow. Is she an NFL quarterback?
She is a leader of a mercenary
She's
company.
Dead.
She's dead now. She's dead is what she is.
Nobody's employing her right now for any sports.
So what was the job? I want the four of you to just give me the elevator pitch of the last thing you did.
Well, clearly we may have succeeded, but it went bad because she got hit real bad.
Three times bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the shortness of breath, the first thing that I thought was maybe there's some kind of like a gas or a pollen or something that was
could be
lethal. Mm-hmm.
Or got hit with it. Like if there was another scoundrel type situation that hit her with a...
Those Bryrick bastards.
Yeah.
Could be rival mercenary company that we won a contract and they're trying to cut
it out from under us.
We nailed it and they booby trapped our way out or something.
Yeah. And they wanted to mop us up and get the reward, you know. Oh, the bad guys finished them off, but we finished off the bad guys. So
were you like going after bandits and then a mercenary group ambushed you afterwards?
I think it'd probably be something simpler than that. Maybe like
if you want it like a Indiana Jones it, like we were on a fetch quest to get a thing. Mm-hmm.
I almost think like an escort quest.
Or even that, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, bandits killed them all, but we made sure the escort's thing got through. You know, that kind of thing, where they were the bandits, but we didn't recognize them. What's their name? We know these guys, this rival group.
Fury of anybody else?
No, I'm trying
to get something. The 10 Company or something like that?
Yeah, well, clearly they were, like, dirt bags.
I think they were all...
We are dirt bags.
We're down and dirty fighters, but I think they're, like, literal, like... dirt bags. Like they would pose as thieves to kill us, to steal.
I would like to present the relationship between the two groups of archaeologists in the mummy. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we're rough and tumble scoundrels, and the other ones are just like legitimate dirt people who are really bad. Like, they're not good people.
Yeah.
So let's give them a name, because that'll give them personality, right?
Yeah.
The Claws of Resh.
You're going too formal. You're going too, like...
You're going Assassin's Guild on them.
They would give themselves a... I think they would give themselves a hoity-toity name.
I think they would. I think they'd be like Golden Company or something just very simple. They want to get hired.
I feel like... Something like Red Blades or something.
Yeah, the shittier you are, the bigger name you have.
The first name that came to me was the Eight, but there wouldn't be eight of them.
Not anymore.
I thought it might have to do with limbs, perhaps.
I would
crazy
love this.
Crazy Eights?
They used to be the Eight. Now they're the Five.
They're just the Eight, or are they crazy Eight?
They were the Eight. Now they're the Five.
They could say something like Hands of Eight.
The Eighth Hand.
I kind of like that. It's generic enough, and you're like, who are the other seven?
Eighth Hand, yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
I like it. It sounds mysterious.
Yeah, it sounds malevolent enough.
Right. Well, I'm going to decide. I'm guessing, shady. I'm guessing there were eight members?
I don't know. I think it's not connected directly to number.
Yeah, because otherwise they'd be changing it all the time. But I think the idea of the Eighth Hand, it's like, oh, shit, the members of the Eighth Hand. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
I almost like that there was a number, and now they had to change their name, and they're very angry about it.
There was four of them, and...
There was five of us, but now we're down to four.
Yeah.
So there's probably more of them when we were fighting. So
there was four of them, which makes eight hands total, but one of them only had one hand to begin with.
You're talking about literal number
literal hands. Yeah.
So they are the missing hand of that person?
They're down one hand.
Okay.
So they lost one and we lost one?
They're not down one person. They're down one hand.
So they didn't...
We didn't kill any of them?
We didn't kill them. They just lost a limb, though.
Hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, but so did we.
We lost four limbs.
Yeah. We lost a person. They lost one limb, but we still completed our contract.
Yeah. And I would imagine you then want to like, kind of get out of the area.
Yeah.
In fact, you're almost like pseudo-chased by them, because you beat them, but you're also like...
Yeah. How long ago is this if we're like now worried about transporting her remains? Has it been like a month of travel since then?
What's this religion that we're dealing with that involves body return?
Riverine.
The Skimmers.
Everybody calls them the Skimmers, but each sect can call their own thing. The way the religion works is that they believe that each body of water is a god.
Uh-huh.
And if you venerate a god, they'll let you travel over the water safely.
Mm.
And... you need your remains to be returned to the one that is your home so you can live under the waters with them in paradise.
Also, storms are the devil. Literal devil.
The only reason storms show up is because they're at war with the sea.
Yeah. Then if you don't...
Because they had the same lover.
Yeah. If you don't get buried in the large body of water that is your main I guess, origin or hub or whatever, mm-hmm. like, you started with, and you die on the land, you're just sort of doomed to wander the land in the afterlife. So it's really imperative that your body gets returned to that body of water.
If you can, but it's also important for the skimmers to venerate any body of water they cross in the event they die. It sucks that you're away from home, but at least you still get to...
You don't wander the dirt wasteland.
I think like a month sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah,
like
we've
got her remains, we're still kind of...
She's wrapped up.
We're red from the wound, you know? Yeah. Like,
so you've been taxidermied.
And we've recovered a little bit. You know, so like we're ready for the next thing. But
you traveled a month. You're used to having a new leader. You've all decided to stick around. That conversation has already happened.
With my alchemy skill, I've done some embalming to make sure that the preservation is happening, and we're not dealing with a big stinky carcass. You know,
just a bag of goop.
Yeah,
although more convenient because we just pour it into the river. Yeah. What if one of us has the eighth hand?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like on their belt.
Give me a D4.
I would say, if it's Max's idea, just give it to Max.
No. There we go.
I'm fine with whoever.
1, 2, 3, 4. Doug.
I got the hand on it. All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's your necklace.
Yeah.
What race? Roll a D8.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please be Crawd.
An alligator hand.
2.
Gelt.
It's like a badger hand.
Yeah.
I'm saying a wolverine paw.
Shit, wolverine paw.
Sweet.
So we cut off a hand, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah.
You cut off a Wolverine's hand. You did.
Especially if this was like, oh, this is the dude who did the death like that. He did that. He put the claws are in the hat.
Oh, yeah. The
claw marks in that hat. And it's like, all right, I got your fucking paw, though. Mm-hmm. You know.
So I like this.
Doug can just be like, the eighth hand.
Have we all got names?
Yes.
Max, what's your name?
Slish Stoneshore. And his riverine god would be Fela. F-E-L-E-H.
F-E-L-E-H?
Yes. Mm.
Which is the name of a river or a lake?
A river.
Okay.
River. And that's where his longbow comes from, which gives him the plus ice damage.
Awesome.
Because it's a northern river.
Well, I just had a first name, so last names are common in this?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, Chooki, C-H-O-O-K-I-E.
I have a surname, Stellaro, like Stellar, like star,
mm-hmm.
and then R-O-W, Stellaro. There's a really lazy... name I made for the convention, and I'm going to go with Grandin Stellaro.
Chooki Caw, C-A-W. Very common bird last name.
It's the Smith of bird names.
Also, I like the idea that Krex kind of go literal with their last names.
Yeah. What's Major's name?
Agnes.
Agnes, it's Major, Agnes, nothing else, or?
Della.
Okay.
Do we want to keep a...
If we have this, like,
an
Krex
avian
habit. Yeah, do you want to make it...
Agnes.
Albert, I don't...
Wing. Huge, huge wingspan.
Wing. I like Wing.
Wing.
So Agnes Wing?
Agnes Wing.
All right.
Major Wing.
Yeah, Major Wing.
Do I need any other...
She had Major Wing.
Yeah.
Any other things I need to write down for you?
I don't have a name for the former guy, but before I joined up with the adventuring group, I was probably bodyguard for that old dude for, I'd say, like maybe a good like 5-6 years.
Okay.
And he was a rich dude, so I got a little bit... I didn't get, like, super much inheritance mm-hmm. or anything like that, because wasn't related, but he's just like, all right, here's a bonus. I died, natural causes. You did your job. I didn't get killed. Good luck. Goodbye. The family didn't care for me, so I was spurned. I was cut out, didn't get any of the extra shit. So mm-hmm. I'm probably a little sore about that, but otherwise it's fine.
Frixa, no last name, because he's a Tiktani from a community.
Do we know what chorus you're from?
Yes. He is from Batarost, the one that you've interacted with in Echoes. He is a soloist from Batarost... who value grand adventures.
Former lovers?
I don't think he takes many lovers. I think he's very self-centered.
How old is our otter man?
30.
For as far as religion goes, I think Grandin's a little interested in the... I don't remember the official name of it, but with the two moons.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like, all right, kind of a solitary, mellow dude, the dark moon.
Nighttime.
Nice. Yeah.
You're going dark moon?
Yeah.
I like it.
The library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like not fanatical, but just sort of like, yeah, that sounds nice, you know.
In terms of character interrelations, like, should any of our characters have relationships, like relationships between each other?
That's up to you.
So I asked 30, 24 ages.
41.
41.
38.
I feel like my character probably has worked for Agnes the longest, but only got promoted very begrudgingly over many years.
All right.
To this position.
Well, would you have worked for her longer than she took care of me?
Hmm. At what age do you think she began taking care of you?
7.
Oh, so she's running a mercenary company at 7?
I don't know.
Okay. So no, if that's the case, then definitely not. But
I mean,
maybe...
I feel like
You just have a longer history, like a personal history, is what you're feeling.
I mean, I guess unless we all probably seem to have like maybe different ideas of what exactly the Major like got up to. I was thinking like, what if Saw Gerrera wasn't so crazy, like, but ended up with Jin, you know, like,
sure.
So she's not Saw Gerrera, but she's like not too far from being
the archetype is there. Yeah,
I just don't know when she would have had the chance from like being soldier to mercenary. Is probably a pretty quick transition for her. I imagine.
Also hard to raise a chick.
Well, maybe we're a lone wolf and cubbing it for a while, you know?
Or what if she put you through, like, your boarding school?
A magical boarding school?
Or what if you are the daughter of one of her war buddies?
Uh-huh.
And it just fell to her, regardless of what she was doing at the time, to take care of you.
Yeah, the war buddies could have been just like, listen, I got a chick at home. You gotta I got an egg at home. I don't know what it's gonna be.
Listen, you got a big butt. You could incubate it, no problem.
Yeah.
So if that's true, you two Seuss. Would have a relationship of some sort, like begrudging uncle.
Yeah.
Well, I think if he's not well liked,
used to play me to sleep by rubbing your legs together.
He is reliable.
Are you sentimental?
No.
Okay.
He is not sentimental. Well, this character, I can already tell. He gets involved in the romance of things, and he thinks it's important, but he doesn't give a shit about anybody or anything in the core of it. Like, if he's made a promise, he'll keep it, but he doesn't like making promises.
Yeah.
All right.
He's there for the views.
Yeah.
What he can bring home.
Max, how long have you been with the Major?
2 years. Left the military when the whole Civil War stuff started breaking down. Been with the party 2 years. Probably spent 12 years with the Akhenoshan military, learning the marksman's trade, and then decided to go to more lucrative shores instead of fighting people that he'd been working with for 12 years.
Right. Do you think your character trusts Doug's character? Like, I feel like you two would hit it off better than...
I figure we came from a similar enough background that there's a lot of... There could be easy, quick rapport. I feel like I was probably with the adventuring company knowing the Major for maybe at least 4 years. So if that makes you the junior, like the new, like the new guy, yeah.
And are we all that's left?
Well, I would think it would always kind of been small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small numbers. You're an adventuring party, not a private security company.
Right.
Right.
And if you were...
Or like a guild. Yeah, you were... There's bandits over here, or there's a monster...
They would contract like five of us and put one person in charge.
I'm trying to think like mechanically what she added to the group, and maybe she was just like zealotry, radiance, like just blasting off.
I would say command.
Right. Well, command, but it's just she's obviously higher level than we are, and probably can heal and do command and do all that stuff. My character has one heal. And he's like, I could do it. Like, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
It's like, yes, technically you can.
I do have a question. Is his voice an affectation?
I think all Tectani voices are affectations.
Okay.
To a point.
Because they have their own.
They don't speak vocally inside of the chorus where they do most of their thing.
Just think of the realm of experience that he could pull. Like,
but I just like the idea, if it's an affectation, that's the one he chose.
Yeah. Out of all the chorus. Yeah.
It sounded the most musical.
I found it disarming.
I met a young bard who sang wonderful songs. It was a shame when we had to kill him, but his lute sounded beautiful. I will learn to play it one day.
People seem to like me much more easily when I speak this way. Like, really? They do? Okay.
It's like, well, what does your normal voice sound like? You're right.
Click, click, click.
Speak the normal way.
Never do that again.
But of course.
I sound like fucking...
Doug, how you feel about Frixa over there? Your bug man.
He's like a stick in the mud, but if he really is the next guy in line, if Mama Bird thought that he was going to be in charge, I got to go with it because I kind of admired her for like her decision making and for her like command of the situation. I don't have to like it, but I'll respect it, especially if it's her like last wish.
We think.
Max?
My bluff's pretty high.
Yeah. I'm used to following any dickbag with a nicer hat than me. You know, after 12 years in the military, so
another job.
Yeah. I really liked Agnes, but I didn't have the attachment that everyone else did.
Right.
So the next person who's wearing the hat, I'm just like,
all right.
All right, yeah.
Job's a job.
Yep.
Now it's getting split fewer ways.
But there's a degree of adherence to, you know, like you respect, you're of the same religion, therefore you're very respectful of that. And of all of us, perhaps you're the most, because like, you know, you could argue that being like in a daughter position, Chuki should like probably have that religion. But I feel like there's sort of a disassociative like young person thing where that's not necessarily like implicitly
you understood her on a deeper level because of...
Yeah. Oh, and you might be the one really pushing for. We have to get this body to some water
because you really believe if we don't get her back, it's awful.
That's probably why you're not arguing with Phrixus so much, because he's agreed to make that
to do this.
Yeah.
The
if you had said no, then we would have a problem.
We'd have an issue. Yeah.
And you probably knew that,
and you probably are very much aware of that.
He's known her a long time.
Mm-hmm. But you
and if you pissed him off, he and I have a rapport, so it wouldn't take much for him to convince me that you're a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. So it's like, dominoes. Mm-hmm.
In my heart, I know that that's not... He's bad, but he's not that bad. But also, I'm very angry. Like, I'm very angry at the loss of the Major.
Do you think in her mind, and this is, like, we don't know this, obviously, but could it be that she was probably grooming Chuki to be this kind of... person, didn't imagine that she would die so soon, and now Chuki's not in a position to take over, but Phrixa is.
Yeah, and I don't think it's... I'm not sure it's something Chuki wanted, mm-hmm. but perhaps the Major wanted for her.
Right.
The last thing I want is for you to have it, but at the same time, as her bookkeeper, there's an inclination to just see how far it goes, and I'm ready mm-hmm. to, like, if you step out of line, and if this fractured family truly ends up fracturing, I am more than ready to quit you.
Do you think, and maybe, are you hoping that he'll cave in under the pressure and just be like, you know what, that's more than I bargained for, or you think that he's just so ambitious?
I think, knowing him, you would doubt that would happen.
And not in terms of just like, oh, you didn't have the composure to withstand the job, but rather like someone who's been wanting it so bad for so long, and you finally get it, and you go, oh, it's not quite what I thought it was. Like, because your aim is always seeming to be higher.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would imagine that Phrixa would be like, step one, get control. Step two, take on crazier jobs.
But
hire more people.
Get control is tricky, because like get control is like my connection was familial. These folks, like, not so much.
Right.
Like, so what did you get control of? A band that's about to disband because of you?
Yep.
You know, like, good.
But there's
you're
that.
Fine.
But they're also, it's four creatures against the world. So there would be...
They do have, like, they know they can rely on each other because they've been through shit
together.
And
there's a bloody pragmatism to stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do function well together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about to find out, that's for sure.
Oh, at least we have in the past.
Yeah, if Agnes was just command, we're like, okay, well, Frix is going to try his best. Like, you know, he's like, you could go over there. Try, you don't have to.
Do what?
You don't have to.
And do it.
That was all the notes that I had.
Dope.
I think we have... everything I needed to get done before I just start really writing the rest of this campaign.
Nice.
I'm interested to see like what we come up with between now and then, like the initial seed.
Yeah. I mean, if you do want to start thinking character arcs, where you want the band to go, if this is going to be done in 4 or 5 episodes, it's got to move though to get an ending. So you kind of got to already have that in your head. And if you have any questions or any ideas like that, just message me, work it out. We'll make something happen.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Cap, for joining this crew for this endeavor.
I'm very excited.
I would like a round of applause for Cap, everybody.
Thank you. What?
Why?
Because you drove a long way, and
so
that
did,
deserves
so did
applause.
You, Doug.
Exactly.
No, because when Doug isn't here, we do a podcast about him.
Doug doesn't get applause because Doug is an assumed member always.
He's an hombre.
He's a homebrew hombre.
That's right, one of the hombres.
Sure, you do begrudgingly say... hi, in the beginning of the...
So to always to our listeners, thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in playing this and starting a campaign the way that we're doing it right now, you can always check us out on our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. We post all of our character sheets, our cutting room floor, the parts of the conversation that are
not
too off-topic or too blue to make it into the regular
radio.
Also, everything we post is also posted to our Patreon, so if you want to argue with us about rules or stuff like that, we love that. Please contribute. You don't have to even be a patron to talk at us. But other avenues, we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS.
We're also on Instagram at RPG from scratch, all one word.
Find us on Twitter at Homebrew Hombres. That's Homebrew Hombres, not Homebrew Hombre.
So again, thank you all. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.